Sports Without Balls fans, friends. It's Thanksgiving. It's episode 67. We have Sharon Houston in the house.
Hi, Aaron. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I'm excited.
This is very exciting. Before we begin this wonderful episode, shout out to allthingscomedy.com. Go to allthingscomedy.com.
They have a lot of great podcasts.
So many great podcasts. It's like all our favorite comics.
Yeah.
They also now have, they're starting to do live, they're doing comedy albums. They do live shows
across the country.
They're blowing up.
Wow. They're giving Rooftop a run for their money.
They sure are. Also, on December 19th, if you're in Los Angeles, I'm going to be on the All Things Comedy and at Nerd Melt, their podcast with Al Madrigal and Bill Burr. That
I
should
love
be fun.
Al and Bill.
They're the best.
They're the best.
Because they're like nice dudes.
Yeah.
And I appreciate nice dudes. It is Thanksgiving. This will air the day after Thanksgiving. Tomorrow morning, sports fans, I will get up at 6 in the morning and I will run the turkey trot, the 5K turkey trot in downtown Los Angeles.
Are you serious?
Because my twin sister makes me do it every year.
That's hilarious. I didn't know that.
Yep. I picked up the bib number and the pins and tried to stretch it out today. I took a spin class.
Ooh. Wait, how long is the run?
Well, there's 5K and 10K. And
you're doing the 5K.
We're doing the 5K. Yeah. Megan, my twin, who likes to run marathons just for fun. She was like, we're doing the 10K this year. And
no.
I really was trying. But the thing is, I don't really, like, I run so I can, like, play other sports. And so, but she's very persistent. And I was like, holy crap, like, I'm going to have to run the 10K this year. Which means she goes off and runs and then I just, like, you know, forward roll home.
Yeah, you,
like,
yeah,
and
you
later.
Hobble. Right. Like, yeah. at the eighth kilometer. Like, you yeah. can't. No.
No.
I can't.
I was really trying. But good news, bad news. But it all ends well. She was running, took a bad fall, had to take running off for 2 weeks till her knees healed. And she feels like it would be better for her to run the 5K.
Oh,
thank
perfect.
You, Jesus.
Perfect.
Thank God.
Yeah, there's no way. You would have been miserable doing the 10K.
You know, here's the thing. One time I ran almost 7 miles when Megan did a half marathon. It was one of those days where I just felt like running and I joined her halfway just to keep her company for a couple of miles. Like whenever she does a marathon, I jump in and I run a couple of miles, high five, and then I'm with the signs and like whatever, right?
Right.
So this was a couple of years ago and it was LA half marathon. And I joined her at like mile, you know, 5 or whatever, just to run a couple. And I don't know what it was. It was like the crowds, the music. I got really into it. I felt really good physically. And Megan had a really bad cold, so I could keep up with her, right?
Ah, yeah.
That's how it was. And then I felt like it became this like ultimate challenge. Like, how far can I run? How much can I push myself?
Mm-hmm.
And I wound up doing like almost 7 miles.
Wow.
And she did 13. And I couldn't function for 4 days.
Oh, I bet. I bet like, your quads were on, like, you, there's no way.
I had a fever.
Oh, you did?
I could barely, I had a gig, like, the next night, and I was, like, hobbling up to the stage. I'm like, this is crazy. So the turkey trot, we're trotting it out tomorrow morning.
Oh, that's
so going to
be fun.
More.
I wish I knew about
so
that.
Fun. What would you do with us next year?
I will, I can't, unless they have a speed walking or a bicycling.
You just walk, run it. You can slow down.
I mean, it's like
a fun run.
Oh, okay. If it's like a fun run, like a paint. Like, I've always wanted to do those, like, paint runs.
Paint, what's a paint run?
Where you go on a run. It's like 5K.
Okay.
And they just, they hurl paint at you.
Is this something
it's real.
Only you know?
No. It's big. It's a big deal. They do it in lots of different cities. It's called
Why?
Like a, it's called like a color run or something like that.
Okay.
And they just hurl. And when you're done with the run, you're covered in, like, fluorescent paint.
See, I've got contacts, and I would worry.
See,
that
I don't wear my contacts because I don't want to see people because I don't like people. So I try. I'm nearsighted, so I'm like, if I don't recognize them, I don't have to say hello. I don't have to.
Wait, you're running without your contacts on?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not really a runner. You know me. I work out
at fitness studios.
I like to work. I like to stay in one place.
Yeah.
And sweat a lot while standing still.
Okay.
Or being in one place. You know. I mean, Barry's boot camp. You have to be a fucking mental patient to do that workout. I do that workout, but it's because I'm standing in one area.
What is boot camp like?
It depends. I've taken lots of different boot camps. Barry's boot camp, I think, is the hardest one.
Does Barry show up? Who's Barry? Barry Sanders?
Barry teaches there. I don't know what... No, not Barry Sanders.
If it was Barry Sanders, I would have hardened.
Yeah, well, and we'd be doing drugs and things like that.
Barry Sanders does not do drugs.
Okay.
Maybe.
It would be really fun. That would be fun if he taught. I took a spin class. Marcellus Wiley was in my spin class.
What?
Yeah.
Where?
Flywheel in Larchmont.
Marcellus Wiley was in Flywheel?
Yeah, yeah.
I love that dude.
I was like, aren't you Marcellus?
He's got the best personality.
Yes. He's so nice. And I was like, I met you at the ESPN Sports Science Awards. And I'm so honored to be spinning with you here today. It's like I acted like I was training with him, like a fucking idiot. You know, I was like, I feel like it's such a special day and I feel so blessed and grateful. And I'm like, well, he just paid $24 to take a class just like you did. It's not a big deal.
I know. But like, you know, when you see like people you love on television, Sports Nation is such a great show.
It's a great show.
Sports fans, if you're not watching Sports Nation, it's really fun.
It's fun. Yeah. I liked it. Michelle Beadle,
I love her. She's back, you know.
Oh, she is?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't watched it in
Something happened with like her NBC contract. And Michelle Beadle is one of the, there's a handful of really great, just
smart.
Because
she's smart,
fun, interesting female sportscasters. And there's a gazillion more out there. It's just you don't get the opportunity.
It's just nobody. Yeah, you don't get the opportunity to see them because everybody is run by men.
And, most of these women, they do a fair enough job. Some of these guys stink, whatever. It's all equal. But, she, I love because she just, as I always say, like she is like super passionate and excited and she knows her stuff and she's funny.
She's funny.
Just fun to watch.
Yeah, I love watching her. I love her. When she left, I was like, no.
Yeah, she's back.
Okay, good.
Something, I don't know. You know, she left and then it was like she was covering the Olympics for NBC and then something went into the toilet. I don't know what happened.
I feel like NBC Sports went into the toilet.
Yeah.
I mean, you hear more about, or at least I do. I read. I mean, I get most of my sports news from ESPN, but also Bleacher Report is really my main thing is Bleacher Report.
Yeah.
And I hear more stories on there that are reported by Fox Sports than I do NBC Sports. Like, I never hear anything about NBC Sports. I hear more about Fox Sports and Fox Despuerto. How do you say Deportes?
Deportes.
Yeah. It's Fox. Fox Deportes. Sí, como they have the UFC show on there now.
Yeah, which I'm so behind. I've been... the ladies.
Oh,
the ladies.
I can't watch it. I can't,
you can't watch
the
ladies,
Aaron. I can't.
Why? They're so good.
Because women... I don't mean to sound like a sexist.
Oh my God. I fear what you're about to say.
I don't like watching women fight. I don't
like
it.
Oh, all right. Well, no. I thought you were just going to be like, they're like not as good as the dudes.
No, not at all. They're better. But I just don't think they should. I hate watching women fight. It makes me literally physically ill. It makes me sick to my stomach. Whereas I can watch those guys beat the shit out of each other all day long.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, listen, there's some sports you like better than others.
Yeah.
It's not like UFC is not my thing.
It's
right?
not my thing
but
either.
But I've gotten into it slowly because like I love Ronda Rousey. I love Miesha Tate, like these women. And now there's a whole, this UFC season is, it's all women.
Yeah.
The problem is like, I literally I watch it so sporadically. I need to sit down and watch a lot more because, sometimes the fighting is too much. It's just a little bit too gory for me.
It is. And this is
past
why, like,
week, this woman had like Khalif. I don't know if you read this.
I saw it. Yeah. I couldn't even, I saw it on Bleacher
Sports
Report,
Without
like,
Balls fans.
First of all, don't.
A quick shout out to ESPNW.com. I plug it every week. It's one of my favorite websites. Largely dedicated to female sports, but there's tons of male sports on it as well. It's just a different perspective, and they highlight really just like phenomenal female athletes. And that's where I saw some of the UFC action where what we're talking about briefly is she, two UFC fighters. She's like cauliflower ear from wrestling and UFC.
Yeah.
She got hit in the ear and exploded. Okay. And we're back.
Bad.
It's
it was like a tomato. It was just the most.
She had a really good sense of humor about it. She said, oh, I guess my career as a ear model is over.
That's so funny. I just,
yeah, these women are just like, I'm going to, yeah.
No, but if you watch the male UFC, it's more jujitsu and more grappling. And that, I feel like jujitsu grappling, that takes much more skill and smarts. That's why I prefer watching the men. I'm not into the ground and pound style of fighting, but I love watching guys that are good at jujitsu and classic, like Gracie style MMA fighting. So that's the stuff that I like watching, which is why I watch the men. Whereas the women, you don't see a lot of female grapplers. They just beat the ever living shit out of each other, and I hate it.
Except for Ronda Rousey's arm bar, which is the scariest thing to watch.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a Rousey arm bar?
No.
It is, well, first of all, her takedown moves and her wrestling moves are phenomenal. Mm. I mean, she just started being known for more of like her boxing technique. She's a judo champion.
Oh.
You would love her.
I would love her.
She's got a serious attitude problem,
can
but
I
it's really good for the sport.
Can I have her fight like a man, though? I really would love to see her. Let me, you know what
the
I had an idea
for? The
thing
is she's got no real competition in the women's league right now because she's so good. She's so
good.
Well,
that's why I feel like she should fight a man.
I'm sending you clips of Ronda Rousey.
Here's my pitch. I had an idea for a TV show. I wanted Gina Carano to host it. Here's what happens.
She's tough.
Girl, yeah. Let's say we go through a thing and it's like, oh, this guy totally fucked me over and I'm crying and I'm like,
oh, no.
And he did this and that. And she's like, what's his name? I'm like, his name's Steve. Where does he live? 4 blocks that way. Be right back. And then knocks up and she just beats him up. And then she comes back and goes, here's what I did, and shows you on the camera like they do on Cheaters. And they go, this is him cheating on you. We're going to go confront him now. She's like, here's what I did to your ex. And then they hug. You hug Gina Carano, and then you go have a cocktail with her or something after. She just goes and beats the shit out of people.
This sounds amazing.
Right? Nobody bought it.
Well, we have a lot of listeners. We have a lot of new fans every week. If someone's out there and they're like, hey, this is a great concept, dial me up. 917. Here's the thing. ErinKFoley@gmail.com. What's your email?
Oh, my email. Can I say it on the thing and people will email me?
Just or tweet.
Or Facebook. You can tweet me on it at Sharon_Houston. At Sharon_Houston.
So tweet at Sharon about your fantastic, which we call it, the takedown?
Called the takedown. I forgot my working
title.
You don't
mean I'll rip your face
off?
It
was something like, you know, like an intervention type, you know, like a...
I think this is hysterical. I love this.
I think it's hilarious. And she just goes and beats the shit out of people's boyfriends.
Months ago, I was, you know, I've been obsessed with Ronda Rousey for a long time. We were talking about, I think it was Rebecca Corey and I were talking about all her moves should be, she should start a bar and call it the arm bar. And like all the cocktails are like the takedown and like the 3 seconds, like, you know what I mean? Right. Like, and we'd be like, this is the greatest bar idea ever.
Take it to the mat.
There's so many good ideas here. And we haven't even basically started.
We haven't even started the show.
I'm just worried that, I'm not worried. I'm excited. I'm not like a real professional runner. So there's going to be a little anxiety tonight, about my,
you're going to have fun.
Mere 5K. It actually was really fun last year and everyone's dressed like turkeys.
That's what I was just going to say. I was wondering if you were going to dress like an Indian or a turkey.
I'm going to try to come up with something. Cause last year I was just dressed like a runner and I'm like, no, this is BS.
No.
I got to dress like a turkey lurkey. Something.
You got to dress up like something or like a pilgrim. You can make a pilgrim hat in 2 seconds. You can go to CVS. Seriously, you can go to CVS and get black construction paper.
Okay.
Remember how we did
This, you know, this isn't going to happen, but I could try.
No, but you could. I'm just saying you could.
That's true.
You could even get
growing
some paper.
Growing up, we did do the pilgrim thing with the black paper.
Yeah, with construction
paper. I failed
paper.
Arts and crafts. I was really good at gym
you
and
failed
horrible.
Arts and crafts?
When I'm telling you art class, you know how most girls growing up, they start their full panic attack when they're about to go into gym class?
Yes.
And then they all, then they're all straight. Okay. So then I would go to gym class and I would dominate in my gym class, right? And then I'd go to like arts and like sewing and home ec. And I would be like Monday mornings in grammar school, that was our arts class. And I'd try to fake like, and I loved school, but it made me so nervous. The phrase, take out your smocks, because then there'd be painting. And then I would just, I couldn't even draw a straight line. I almost just sort of threw open my mouth when I said smocks.
Like, that's hysterical. I forgot about smocks. I loved my
smocks. Yeah. Remember the smocks?
Yeah. I loved it.
The anxiety.
I loved it.
That's why you like the paint run.
No, but the thing is, well, it depends. Yeah, I love the paint run. I want to do the paint run. There's also a glow-in-the-dark nighttime run where everything's glow-in-the-dark.
Okay, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
I've heard of that. The paint
run is pretty
funny.
I want to do one of those fucking mud runs. I want to do all that shit.
I would be up for not the
zombie
mud or futter. The zombie one is supposed to be amazing.
Yeah.
People, if you haven't heard of this, it's like it happens around Halloween. Zombies just chase you on like a 5K.
Yeah.
I was like, I'd wear an adult diaper because I'd be crapping my pants along
It'd
the route.
It'd be so fun.
Oh, that would be amazing. I just started actually getting into Walking Dead.
Oh, I haven't started watching it.
Oh, it's terrifying.
Really?
And really gory. And I sort of love it and hate it at the same time.
I want to start watching it.
My sister got me into it. Hey, guess what? Guess what's happening?
What's happening?
The NFL.
I know.
Sharon Houston, Sports Without Balls fans, and if you have been following the show since we started in 1988, she's our resident Miami Dolphin fan.
I'm the Dolphin fan.
Oh,
that's what we call ourselves, doll fans. That, instead of a dolphin.
You should never say that.
Well, you know what? Listen, a lot of teams have stupid fucking things they call their fans. A doll fan isn't that bad.
It sounds like you're like a doll.
Yeah, no, but we're doll fans.
Okay, you're doll fans.
Yeah, even the men say that about themselves.
The men's do not.
Yes, they do. What? They wear t-shirts. They say, I'm a doll fan. You're a doll fan. You're a dolphin. You're a dolphin.
Okay, good. All right. No, I like that the men do. I don't want it to be like, oh, we're pink and I'm a dolphin.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't want that to happen. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm a little China doll and I like the dolphin.
Right.
Where I'm like, I've got black in my eyes and let's talk about the O-line, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Okay, dolphins. Listen, let's be positive. It's Thanksgiving.
I totally think we should be positive.
Let's start positive.
The look on my face, I'm like,
you're like, okay, Tannehill.
Tannehill's, he's getting better.
He's doing great.
He's doing great. I don't know.
Last week was not on him.
No, it wasn't on him, but it still was really, really disappointing. And what my girlfriend, Emily, was at the game and she texted me a picture of the field while they were practicing. And I was like,
she was in Denver.
They're running routes. Huh?
That's adorable.
It was adorable.
So Denver, sports fans, Denver, I don't know if you guys saw the game last week. Broncos defeated the Dolphins 39-36. Listen, here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the game. I'm not going to lie to your face. I was cheering for the Broncos.
Of course you were.
But I've got a real soft spot
for
the Dolphins.
Manning. Oh, good.
Because my best friend from high school, Joanna Morello, Garvin now, apparently she's been married now for a while and she uses her married name. Big Dolphins fan. You, I know, are a big Dolphins fan. Mm. I also, growing up, just loved Marino. Loved like that whole era. So I have a little sweet spot for the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
In that division, by far, Dolphins are my favorite team.
Wait, how could it not be?
Well, I mean, you know, people think I'm a Jet, you know, because I like the Giants and I'm from New York.
You're too smart.
I do not like the Jets.
This is how you know someone from New York is not a Jets fan, okay? If they're super smart, not a Jets fan.
Oh, no.
I honestly don't know that many Jets fans that are from New York. I really don't. They're more like from New Jersey.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's sort of like
the same thing, but still, it's just, I don't know. Well, we're playing the Jets this weekend. We're playing
Monday
the Jets.
Night football.
Yeah, Monday night. Oh, Monday night. I thought we were playing them on Sunday.
No, the Sunday night game, I do believe, is Broncos Chiefs.
Oh.
Monday night is Dolphins Jets.
Well, and we're playing in New York.
You're playing in New York, and
picked us to win in my pool, but
yeah, we're going to do picks at the end as well. But Dolphins, they're starting Geno Smith again. That just came out. Mm. They're interchangeable. Michael Vick, who cares? Geno Smith, like they're both bad.
But here's the thing that I wonder about quarterbacks. You know, these guys were really good in college, or at one point were really good while very effective while playing for a team. Like Michael Vick was great when he was with the Falcons.
Yeah.
What I don't understand is there's something about the cohesiveness of a team and your leadership that makes your team. You know what I mean? And it proven by the leadership in New England. I hate saying so, but they really have their shit together and they're so indomitable and they're going to be that way for many generations to come because they know what they're doing from top to bottom.
Yeah.
And that's where I have such compassion for these players that can't seem to find their footing because they've sacrificed their whole lives since Pee Wee League, getting into college ball, which is a miracle, getting drafted, which is another miracle, getting to actually play, which is like, holy
shit.
They're
all miracles.
And then it falls apart because of the organization. And I don't know, for some reason, I find it fascinating, interesting, but also heartbreaking for the players. Cause I want everyone to get a ring. I want everyone in the NFL to have a ring.
Yeah.
Even if I hate your team, I want everyone to win.
For sure. Well, I wouldn't go that far, but I would say yes, 90% of the time, as long as it's not the Cowboys or the Eagles. But here's the thing, or the Patriots. Actually, I'd cheer for the Cowboys, Eagles over the Patriots.
Oh, totally.
And that shocks me. I think if the Cowboys play the Patriots in the Super Bowl this year, I will not watch.
That's not going to happen.
It can't happen because I'll cry. That's my worst nightmare. My worst nightmare is open water sharks around me.
Right.
And I've got a necklace of
meat,
loose fish meat.
Yeah, right, right.
Instead of a coral beach necklace, when, you know, because I'm 10, I'm just going to have, you know, sardines around my neck. It's Cowboys Patriots.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't think of a worse scenario in my life.
Yeah, that would be terrible.
I think I honestly would probably... I can't even. I don't know. Sharon, I can't. I can't as a human being say who I would cheer for. I guess, you know what? I'm just going to effing say it.
I know what you're going to say.
What do you think I'm going to say?
I think you're going to say Patriots.
No.
What?
You know why?
Why?
Because of your last statement, I want everyone to have a ring.
Oh.
It's hurting me.
Yeah.
This conversation right now is hurting me.
I know. I'm getting sad right now. I'm just like, what just happened? Isn't it Christmas? Why are we talking about this?
let me just break this down real quick.
Yeah.
Because I know there's tons of Cowboy fans out there. There's tons of Patriots fans out here. Here's how I'm looking at this scenario. I'm looking at the scenario in two ways. The first Patriots Super Bowl, I was totally cheering for the Patriots. Tom Brady, great story. But that whole cheating scandal, I'm sorry, I cannot get over that.
I can't get over it either.
Because it just seems like, how possibly could they have beaten the St. Louis Rams that year? It was David and Goliath. But you know what? I'm going to believe. Because Tom Brady is so great. And Belichick, as much as I hate him, great coach. Mm. But after that cheating scandal, you're just like, time and time again. It was multiple times it came out. And so I'm always thinking in my gut, there's something they know that no one else knows.
Right.
The trust is gone with the Patriots. Mm-hmm. And Gronk is great. And Edelman is great. And Brady's great. And I'm not taking anything away from the athletes on the team. It's just I don't want to see them win again. Mm-mm. So then here's the flip of the coin. Dallas Cowboys. My arch nemesis since I was a little kid. However, those guys, except for Dez Bryant, they work really hard. There's two things that pain me. Not Romo, not Witten, not the whole offensive line. It's the best offensive line in football. It is Jerry Jones.
Oh, yeah.
And Dez Bryant.
Oh, yeah.
And the thought of them getting a ring. The rest of the team, knock yourself out.
Well, Jerry already has a ring.
Well, he has many. But, well, how many does he have?
Like, I think he has three.
No, he went the whole 90s. Didn't they win four?
No. With Jimmy Johnson? He only won two.
No, but he's the owner.
Yeah, he's the owner. Right, but he didn't own them with...
He's owned them for like 40 years.
Really?
Yeah, he probably has like 7 or 8 rings.
Oh, Jesus, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought he bought them when he brought in Jimmy Johnson to coach. And then Jimmy, I think, won 2 Super Bowls.
And then buried Swistak or whatever.
Oh, that guy.
He won a couple.
Yeah.
They in the 90s, they beat the Bills 17 years in a row.
Right.
Who would you cheer for? Cowboys, Patriots?
Oh, Cowboys.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, you're also from Texas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I have family there that are big fans and stuff. But I mean, you know, I would want it for the players.
I'd want it for the players.
Not for Mr. Jones.
Yeah. What do you think? Okay, let's go back to Dolphins. Sorry, people, that we went off on a little Aaron Foley's worst nightmare. The Dolphins, I think, getting better. Tannehill, I think, coming alive. If you take that Broncos-Dolphins game last week... they're up against, I mean, listen, Broncos are one of the best teams in the league.
Right.
I think they're very beatable. Mm-hmm. I think everyone is beatable. I think what we know during a week 11, week 12, whatever we're in, anyone could win.
This season's been wacky.
It's exciting.
I don't think it's exciting at all. It makes me angry. Because I relied on these, I already had the season planned out.
Well, what was the season planned out?
Well, you know who I thought was going to go to the Super Bowl?
Who?
I thought it was going to be Packers-Colts.
Packers-Colts. That still could happen.
That's what I thought. That was my prediction before, right? Like in the middle of the preseason, I was like, okay. I'm actually really good at predicting this kind of stuff. But yeah, that's what I predicted. But, you know, I just knew, I don't know. Miami is, I think, is a very disappointing team. I don't have a lot of confidence. I hate saying this because, you know, I feel weird having an opinion because I don't play football and I'm not a football coach, but I just don't have confidence in our ownership or our coaches. Although I like that new, what's his last name? Lazar? Laser? Brian, I don't know. I think he's the offensive line coach, offensive coach.
New what, guy. For the Dolphins?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I couldn't
Oh,
tell
no,
you.
He's. I like him a lot, yeah. And I can see some, I see yeah. His yeah. Influence on
I feel like you got a lot
team.
Of pieces. You got a lot to work with,
you
know?
A lot to work with, but I still don't think that Ryan Tannehill is a franchise quarterback, and I never have, and you just can't convince me of that.
Okay.
You
never, I'm not yeah, going to try because I don't watch them that much.
Yeah, so I just can't convince me of that.
It seems like he is a bright spot, though.
He's
like,
a bright spot.
I thought he played well in that Denver game.
Yeah, he did, but he's still like,
yeah.
By now, three seasons in, he should be crushing it, and he's not. He's no Andrew Luck, you know what yeah. I mean? So it's kind of like...
Here's the thing. If you look around the league, and we're just talking quarterbacks right now, mm-hmm. 3-4 years in, no one's really crushing it on that level. The quarterbacks that are crushing it have been in the league 15 years.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's only a couple of new guys where you're like... Oh, here we go. Let's say if you just literally look down, who? Andrew Luck?
Yeah.
I mean, look, if you look at these teams, let's just go through these teams. Bengals, Lions, Philadelphia. I'm just doing like, because I'm just listing
right.
them.
Bengals. Okay, so is Johnny Manziel starting for them?
No. He plays for the
Browns.
Yeah, but
Sorry.
He's not starting. So you've got Dalton. He's
Dalton.
Like so.
I love,
he's
the good. Cute ginger. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's good, but it's not like oh my god. But he's one of the better ones. Matthew Stafford's sort of shitting the bed this season.
He's totally shitting the bed this season.
I mean, he's playing well, but it's like, how long has he been in the
team,
league?
Six seasons.
Philadelphia. I mean, you know, it depends. Sanchez and then what's his face? Who's out?
You know why I love that Sanchez is doing well? Because I fucking hate Rex Ryan.
Yeah.
I'm a
Mark Sanchez fan. It's been on air. I've said this now numerous times. Yeah. And I will be cheering for the Eagles tomorrow on Thanksgiving Day. Okay, you know what I'm just saying? Like, if you go down the list, like, okay, Russell Wilson, yep. So let's just do it, like, real quick, because I'm an NFL nerd. Russell Wilson, yes.
Mm-hmm.
San Francisco.
Colin Kaepernick.
Kaepernick. Okay, yeah. I'd put him in that category.
Yeah.
Washington's a mess.
Washington's a fucking mess.
Okay, so Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck, yes. Okay. Titans, Texans, no.
No.
Browns. Hoyer, getting better.
Yeah.
Okay. Bills, he's already been replaced. Chargers, Rivers has been there forever.
Right.
Ravens, he's been there forever. Yeah. Giants.
Flacco.
All right, so Jags, that's only year one
mm-hmm.
For, what's his face? Who's the Jags? Blake Bortles. Okay, so Dalton. Bucks, forget it. Raiders, first year. Rams, injury.
Wait, who's the Raiders quarterback again?
Derek Carr.
Oh, Derek Carr. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's going to be good.
Gorgeous.
He is gorgeous.
Sorry.
Rams, injury. Saints, people. Steelers, Panthers. Okay, so take Panthers. What's his face?
I don't even know.
Cam Newton.
Oh, no, Cam, yeah.
So, you know, that's what, 4 years, three, four? That's
Has
probably
it been three,
that maybe
three,
three years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. So Cam Newton will put in that category. Vikings, no.
And Cam
Cards, no.
It his first season.
Falcons, no. Pats, no. Mm-hmm. Packers, no. Broncos, no. Chiefs, no. So Tannehill. So right now, Tannehill and then Newton.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's five quarterbacks. Out of all those teams that are like Andrew Luck, Russell Wilson, Kaepernick, Tannehill, maybe Dalton, you know, and I think Tannehill, Dalton, Newton, they're on the outside looking in.
Yeah.
But they're still, I mean, you know what I mean? Look at all the teams we bypassed.
Well, they're not terrible.
No. Yeah. I think it's another thing too. It's time.
Mm-hmm.
They just pull these guys. Look at Geno Smith. Like, you're going to pull him for Michael Vick.
I know.
Well, you're going to put Michael, is he it's
let
like,
me quarterback.
He's 80. It yeah. just feels like just, even if like you're going to have a losing season. So just try to get everything. But I think that is Rex Ryan. That dude needs to be fired.
He should have been fired
yeah.
the day after they hired him. That's when they should have fired him.
Well, he had
a couple good
first years,
they were
right?
Okay. Yes, but it was so like...
Playoff Sanchez. They had a lot of momentum and then
it
just went to crap.
I knew it was though because he was so fucking full of hot air. Like the first yeah. press conference he gave, I was like, this guy's a jackass. He's totally riding on his dad's success.
Yeah.
He is no Buddy Ryan. He's a jack. I just knew it. And then when the foot fetish stuff came out, it was one of the happiest days of my life. I
and
thought
also,
it was genius.
He did get a tattoo of Mark Sanchez on him.
Yeah.
I mean, there are so many stories where you're like, it's so like, you know, he's got like a van and stuff happens.
Yeah. Like he's not well. Yeah. And I just knew it was going to fall apart. And yeah. I don't know why they don't fire him. I have no idea.
It's kind of bizarre that he's lasted this long. I mean, it's like Geno. I mean, they're going to be looking for a quarterback next year.
Yeah.
Those are the teams, and I think we've all been there as fans, where you just want
you want to
clean
kill
house.
Yourself. You want to clean. You just want to kill yourself or clean house. One of the two. You're just like,
I said clean house, and you said kill yourself. You just want to clean kill yourself in a clean house.
I just started having like flashbacks of Jeff Ireland, and I just started end my life. But you know, it's you know, I feel bad for Jets fan. I mean, I don't because I hate the Jets, but you know,
I don't mind the Jets. I just it's hard. It's hard when the team is just like, you know, for instance, my New York Giants, right?
Mm-hmm. Bless their hearts.
Listen, we're trying every game. We are in the game.
Yeah.
When I'm telling you, we can hang with any team for about two quarters. Third quarter, fourth quarter, we just don't have the talent right now. It's plagued with injuries, and we should have beaten the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. We could have beaten the 49ers, and Eli threw in five interceptions, and we still could have beaten them. So, you know, we could have six wins right now.
Yeah.
We really could. We really could.
And that's what's heartbreaking when you're like so close.
I mean, it's, you know, so it's not, you know, Odell Beckham Jr. Odell Beckham Jr.'s catch is, I mean, okay. I have only been watching, I've been watching what, football consistently for 30 years?
Yeah, something like that.
I mean, I'm 80. I mean, and you know, so I'm not saying like I've watched it like, you know, but I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah.
Did you see replay or any of it?
No, I didn't see that. Yeah, no.
You have to go and watch this catch.
Yeah.
Sports Without Balls fans, if you have not seen Odell Beckham Jr.'s catch made in going into the end zone, he flips
behind
him. Oh,
wait a minute.
Him.
I did see I'm that sure catch. You saw. Thank you. It was almost like a back bend that
he
did.
Yeah, a full back bend, and he caught it with three fingers.
Yeah, it was
not
like
one
a,
hand, three fingers of one hand.
That's right.
It was unbelievable.
That was, yeah.
And, you know, before that, Giants-Cowboys game, they, you know, the announcers obviously, well, Chris Collinsworth doesn't stop talking.
Never.
I tweeted during the game, because he was like, I dare the Giants to do something. I was like, I dare you to stop talking. I cannot stand him.
I thought I was the only one that hated him.
Oh my God.
He
drives me
so
insane.
Much. I hated him when he did, when they had him do Olympic coverage. I was like, oh, do I got to fucking listen to this asshole again?
Oh my God.
I had to endure him during football season. I got to. Cannot stand.
He.
But I, you know what?
He doesn't
usually
know
when
to take a break.
No.
Just right now, we just had a little.
Well, we just were exhausted. Right? We just went.
So this
like,
is
why
normal.
Him? Yeah.
This is normal. You take a little. You take a breath and let everyone go. Yeah. I. You know, and there's no visual, and it's a podcast.
Yeah.
We can see the fucking game going on. Shut your mouth.
I wonder if somebody's in his IFB, or like in his ear going,
don't stop.
Or telling him to shut up and he's just not listening. Because here's
maybe his wife.
Well, did I discuss this before on the podcast? When I worked on the Fox lot, I worked in the Fox Sports building. So we got the live feed for ESPN for Monday Night Football. Monday Night Football.
Okay.
And so we got to see all the guys do their sound check and test their mics.
Oh, no.
It was awesome.
Oh, my God. Please tell me a
story. Because they would talk all kinds of shit. You know, John Gruden, this was before a Charger game, and they're at Qualcomm. And John's, you know, he's putting his tie on and, you know, getting his like mic set up. And he's like, yeah, welcome to Qualcomm, the most beautiful stadium in the United States. What a shithole. It was awesome. So that's what we would all live for. We would yell across each other's cubicles, go, put it on ESPN. And then we would put it on so we could put it on the live feed. So we put on the live feed to watch them just shoot the shit.
Oh my God, this is so great.
Amazing. But what was my whole point with that? Yeah, so I always wonder, like, if we had the live feed, if in between and breaks, Chris goes, whoever's telling me to shut up in my feed, fuck you. Because that probably happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just, it's so exhausting, you know? Like, you don't. Like, we can see it. You know, it's not radio. For the love of God, just slow down and stop talking. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the whole point of this is before Beckham's catch, they showed him warming up, right? So he's just in sweats. He's got his earbuds on. And they set it to, like, a little bit of, like, you know, orchestra or, like, a symphony music. And you know, of him just flying in the air, catching these balls with one hand. Like, he was making these crazy catches and he was just in warm up, like screwing around. And then cut to him literally do, like, it was like a catch he made in warm up. It was just behind his head. Like, he's got these huge hands. Now, when Hakeem Nicks played for the Giants, who now plays for the Colts, and now Brad Schaub plays for the Colts, every Giant now plays for the Colts. Yeah. He'd special order gloves. He had the largest hands in the NFL. And now it seems like Beckham's hands are bigger than Hakeem Nicks' hands. It's like hamburger helper hands.
It's crazy.
I've never seen anything like it. Three fingers.
That's hysterical. I always wonder what that's like, because my hands are so tiny that my football that I have that I throw around with is the junior football. It's not the real football. It's the kids football, because I can't wrap my hand around a real football.
I love that you have a junior football and you throw it around.
Yeah,
that's so awesome.
I know, and I'm straight.
And I have man Something's hands wrong with me. And I throw.
You do not have man hands, Aaron.
Oh, we'll discuss this later.
All right.
I have very large hands.
They
I'm right now
I'm looking
I'm
at your
palming
hand.
My laptop. I'm not. I just opened a beer through my kitchen into my refrigerator sitting down. Oh, delicious. Yeah, it's all right. Let's do I know we're like we're chirping away on NFL, but I love it. All right, let's do some picks.
All right, let's do some picks. Let's see. I wish I brought my picks with me. You know what? I can look them up on my phone.
Well, I'll just tell you.
Oh, okay.
And then we can go. I mean, I'm not doing spur or anything. This is just like,
who's
going to win? Then when we come to the Redskins game, let's talk about the RG3 news.
Bless his heart.
Okay. Thanksgiving Day. Are you going to watch games?
Yeah.
Three games on. I could seriously listen. Like, I can't. But I could sit down tomorrow morning and watch these games back to back to
back. If I didn't have to go anywhere, I would just sit and watch games.
Yeah. I mean,
but I'll have to watch them with people
company.
Screaming. Yeah.
I have company, but I still, okay. Bears at Lions, just tradition.
I pick Lions.
I pick Lions.
Yeah.
I mean, they've lost two in a row. They're not going to lose to the Bears.
No.
Cut to me being like, holy crap, the Bears beat the Lions. here's the game that I will, the Bears Lions, I'll keep on in the background. The game I will probably sit and actually watch every play, Eagles at Dallas.
Oh, yeah.
I want to know because, you know, listen.
I want to see how Mark Sanchez plays.
I want to see how Mark Sanchez plays, and I want to see. Now, why can't I remember Foles, Nick Foles? Nick Foles still out for another couple weeks with a collarbone injury. Sort of want, I want Mark Sanchez to do really well, but I kind of also want to see what it would be like, if Foles, their number one guy, was in there. But I want to see.
If Foles was in there, the Cowboys would not have a chance.
You think?
I'm positive.
Yeah.
Positive.
I just want to see. It's like, what's the running back for the Eagles that's so good? McCoy. So McCoy versus the Dallas guy who's running away with absolutely everything.
Witten?
No, DeMarco Murray. So I think, Philly's 8-3. Dallas is an 8-3. They both have short weeks, which drives me insane because it's horrible. They say player safety, and then they make them play 3 days later.
Oh, it's a
disgusting
nightmare. And then they say, and you can't have painkillers.
Oh, it's just the NFL is just run by a bunch of fucking hoodlums.
I wish I could take it over.
Yeah, it's disgusting. In fact, there's a great, I don't know if you saw this video, Sports Without Balls fans, go online and see Richard Sherman and Doug Baldwin did a little PSA fake reporter interview, just Sherman interviewing Baldwin and back and forth, and Baldwin was a cardboard cutout, and it was so smart.
Oh my God, I have to see it.
It's so great because it was just riddled with gross, fantastic sarcasm. And Richard Sherman's like, you want me to get up here and talk about my sponsors and everything's fine? Oh, player safety. Yeah, we're playing in 3 days. Is that what you mean by player safety? Like, it was great.
That's genius.
It was so great. And Baldwin's a cardboard cutout and he's talking behind the cardboard cutout. It's so great. It's awesome. Even if you don't like the Seattle Seahawks, as a football fan, you guys will love that interview. Eagles Dallas. I think it's like a real true test of both teams. Mm-hmm. It's like a really great NFC matchup and I cannot wait. I think it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
And who's going to win? I don't know.
I think the Eagles are going to win.
You think the Eagles are going to win?
I do. I don't think it's going to be, but I think it'll be by like a field goal or it'll like 1 point, but yeah. I think the Eagles are going to win.
I am picking, I'm picking the Cowboys. I'm cheering for the Eagles. I am picking the Cowboys. Wow. If it was Dallas at Philly, I'd pick Philly, but I'm picking
Dallas, but sometimes they don't win at home.
No, they're not spectacular at home. It's just that they haven't really lost much.
No, they haven't. But I have an intuitive feeling.
No,
that
I'm with
my
you.
Cuban mysticism.
I love
it.
I hope I'm terribly, terribly wrong. Oh. It would be the greatest thing ever if I was wrong tomorrow. Seattle at San Francisco. That's the night game. That's going to be a great game.
I pick San Francisco.
Oh, damn it. I do not like San Francisco.
I don't either, but I love Colin so much.
I did, and now I'm so off his bet. I'm off.
Why? What did he do?
His ego now is just tripping out. There was that all off-season malarkey about girls in the hotel room, and I'm just, you know what it is?
I want to
really
be a girl
like
in the hotel
him.
Room. I like him too, and you know why I'm team Colin? Well, first of all, I like the Seahawks too because I love Richard Sherman. I love the Seahawks too. But I hate their coach because whatever he used. Rumor has it that when he was coaching at USC that he had he kept young girls in an apartment in Malibu.
What?
Yeah, like his mistress.
Oh, gross.
He's supposedly a scumbag, but. With the 49ers, Colin, you know, he got fined because he was wearing headphones that weren't sponsored by.
That was all stupid.
It was all stupid. That's why I'm like, I hope he wins everything now.
Because of the earphones?
Yeah.
You're ridiculous.
I know.
You know why you cheer for him?
Because he's cute.
Because he's super fucking hot.
He's ridiculously hot.
It's just his ego. I'm sort of liking that he's not like dominating this year because I'm just like, why don't you win everything? And get your shit together and then start mouthing off.
And then have an ego, right?
And then have an ego. I'm picking Seattle.
Okay.
They seem to have their number, and I feel like they're going to win. That being said, who knows? Mm-hmm. Could go either way. You're picking 49ers. I'm picking the Seahawks.
Yes.
Okay. Washington Redskins at the Indianapolis Colts.
I pick Colts.
RG3, would you bench him and put in Colt McCoy?
You know what? I totally would. I actually was at the championship game when Colt was playing for the Longhorns.
No way.
Yeah. So, of course, they lost. But he really, fell in love with him.
I have to say, we were talking about this before we started, and it's a little bit repetitive because a couple weeks ago I had Lisa Parrish on, and she is a big Redskins fan. I was telling her that I watched that Redskins-Dallas game on a Monday night and just fell in love with the dude.
Yeah.
And I liked him before, but I have no ties to Colt McCoy. But he was in Dallas. His parents were, you know, in the stadium, living and dying by every single pass. They come back, they win. Like, and I like chills. Like, I was just like, good for him. Like, you know, it's not like I don't like RG3. It's just I do feel like he's in his head.
He's in his head.
Something. And I want him to succeed. I think
he's so great. And I think he's so funny. Like his press conferences, he's so like his first season.
He's got a great personality.
I want him to be a rock star, and I want him to find the right place for him so he can really shine. But I'm excited to see Colt have this amazing opportunity.
Yeah.
Someone that I got to watch, you know, live play in the Rose Bowl. And now,
so awesome.
Really awesome.
Here's the thing about RG3. I don't know where there would be a place. No, there's going to be a place. You can put him in any team you want.
Right.
But here's the thing. If the dude can't, like he's getting, I think all his injuries is messing with his head and he's not running as much. Right. Mm-hmm. So these teams have now pegged him. They skirt up on the outside, you know? And so they're like sort of, and he's in his head. It's like pocket passer, don't get hurt. He stays in the pocket. He doesn't have instincts to be a pocket passer. Mm-hmm. He holds the ball way too much, and he just gets killed. And now he's taking like huge hits. He's a pencil thin.
Yeah, he needs.
I just
time
don't
to
know.
Heal. He needs to like. I feel like he needs to take a lot of time off, and he needs to just recover.
I don't think it's physical anymore. I think it's mental. I think someone's got to like. I don't know. I don't see a good positive future. I just don't. I think unless he got like mentored with like a good quarterback's coach that could somehow try to figure out how to best use him.
Who's the quarterback's coach? Is it still the guy that used to be the head coach over at the Chargers?
Schottenheimer?
Not Schott. No, the other one. He coached him for like 3 seasons. He has really bad skin. Kendall Hare.
I don't know.
Neil
Patrick Harris?
Neil Patrick Harris. Yeah, when he was coaching. No, he was a quarterback's coach.
He was a head coach for the Chiefs?
No, for the Chargers. And then he went to the Raiders. And then
Norv Turner.
Norv Turner.
Oh, okay,
is
sorry.
Is he still
yeah.
the quarterback's coach in Washington? Didn't he go to Washington? Didn't he go back down to quarterback's coach?
I don't think he dipped that low, did
he? I
thought
he did.
Well, it's Gruden, and then I think... I don't know who the quarterback's coach is.
Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that was a long way to go to not get an answer.
No.
You shouldn't have shit-canned Carol.
Yeah. Carol. No, Carol.
Carol would have figured that out.
No, Carol, I just, listen, it's a holiday week, and she's met her man, small blind, and they had a great honeymoon, and she will be back next week.
I love that Carol's married and I'm not.
Yeah. Carol's full-on married. I can't get married in most states, and she has met a very petite, adorable poker player.
See, I can get married, and I'm not.
Okay, rest of these picks, and then we're going to hit a little basketball and some boxing. Mm-hmm. Titans at Texans.
I pick Texans.
Texans. Browns at Bills.
I pick Browns.
Yes, that's going to be a hard one.
That's going to be a hard one, but for some reason, I picked Browns.
I love the Browns. We were saying before this,
we're huge fans of Cleveland.
We love Cleveland.
The first time I went to Cleveland, I'm like, I want to live in Cleveland.
I just was there in August. I say this every podcast. I fucking love Cleveland.
I love it. Why would anyone leave Cleveland?
Well, I think there's substantial reasons. I think the economy, the fact that it's tiny.
Cleveland's adorable.
It's in Ohio.
Well, yeah.
But no, I like Cleveland. I had a great time there. I love Brian Hoyer. I watched that Atlanta game. They came back, marched down the field after he threw an egregious pick. They scored the game-winning field goal. I was screaming like it was sort of the Giants.
Yeah.
I loved it. Here's the thing. Bills at home, going to be really tough.
And it's cold as shit. Well, are they even going to have a game?
They are. They said they are. So who knows? Bills coming off for a huge win. But again, it was the Jets. Asterisk, scroll down. They suck.
Yeah, yeah.
Chargers versus Ravens.
I'm picking Chargers.
I'm picking Ravens. Chargers and Ravens, 7-4. I feel like all of a sudden, look in your rearview mirror, here comes the Baltimore Ravens out of
nowhere. I know. How did that happen?
I don't know. That's
happened before, hasn't it?
Yeah, they're just like now sort of good again.
Yeah, Joe Flacco ate his Wheaties.
Game of the week. New York Giants play the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I'm going to pick the
Jacksonville.
I'm going to pick the Jaguars.
What?
I did. You cannot be in my pool on this podcast, look me in the eye, and say
you're picking the Jags.
In my pool.
I want it in your heart.
In my heart. Of course I want the Giants to win. I love the Manning brothers.
All right.
Why did
you pick the Jags over the Giants?
Because of the spread.
Well, it's a spread.
Yeah. I was picking against the spread. I think the Giants are going to win, but not by as much as the spread.
Okay.
So that's why I picked Jags.
Fair enough.
That's what I'm saying.
3-8 goes up against 1-10 in a clash of...
Who cares?
Are these people still getting paid? I love my Giants. I'm picking the Giants. Bengals. You know what I'm picking the Giants? I'm picking the Giants in a big win. At least by 3. Bengals going into the heart of Tampa Bay territory.
Oh,
taking
I
on
Bengals.
The Bucks.
I mean, come on. Poor Tampa Bay.
You know. Raiders coming off their big win against the Kansas City Chiefs on a Thursday night mud bowl playing the St. Louis Rams.
I'm picking Rams.
Saints, New Orleans Saints.
I did not pick NOLA.
I cannot believe the New Orleans Saints. Yes.
It's Drew Brees.
Monday Night Football. They're 4-7. Well, Atlanta, 4-7. This is the worst division.
Oh, yeah.
These are the leaders of the division, 4-7.
Yeah.
The Giants would be in contention if they were in the NFC South.
And that's what's so sad. Well, first of all, I got an attachment to the Falcons thinking they were going to crush it after watching them on Hard Knocks. So I was very disappointed that they're having such a bad season. And, you know, I think something's going on in New Orleans because of...
Something's happening. What's happening?
I don't know, but Darren Sproles would tell us if he would sit down with us. You should call his publicist, see if he'll sit down with you. He can tell us what's wrong.
Yeah, I love him.
I do too.
I like the. Saints are a feel good team. It's not like I'm not cheering for them. It's just, weird.
Well, I didn't pick New Orleans, I'll tell you that.
They're playing the Steelers. Steelers. I'm picking
they're
the Steelers.
Well. They're doing good. Rapist is doing well.
Ugh. Carolina. Panthers roar going into Vikings territory in a game I labeled, who cares?
I picked the Vikings.
I'm going to pick the Vikings. Cardinals playing the Falcons.
I picked Cardinals.
I'm going to go with the Cardinals. They're going to bounce back.
Arizona.
Here's the game of the week. Could be, obviously, a precursor to the Super Bowl, and I'll be watching every snap of this. The New England Patriots go into Green Bay.
I picked the Patriots. And it's so funny because my boyfriend was like, are you crazy? And I'm like, no. And because they're playing in Green Bay. I'm like, no, because Tom Brady knows he's Tom Brady. Aaron Rodgers this season has been forgetting. Sometimes he forgets
forget he's Aaron Rodgers. Wow. Listen, that's a legitimate pick. Legitimate pick. I'm just going with the gut here. I'm picking the Patriots.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I pick Patriots too. I hate doing it. I hate it, but.
Here's why I'm picking the Patriots. And the Packers could totally win this game, and I'll be cheering for the Packers like I've never cheered before.
Right.
I always actually cheer for the Packers. I like the Packers. And I love Aaron Rodgers. And if they
win. And I love all my friends from Wisconsin.
It's just that the Patriots are on fire right now. And when they went into Indianapolis, and Indianapolis is a hard place to play.
Yeah.
And the Colts were doing great. And they made the Colts look silly. They made the Colts look silly. And I feel like Packers, again, who know, you don't know exactly. Now, listen, they're coming together in the last 4 or 5 weeks, but you don't also sometimes they look bad.
Yeah. They haven't been consistent this season. And I just, like you were saying, when the Patriots are on a roll, that's it. Just say,
I'm literally like, just put the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
Just put them in the Super Bowl.
Broncos at the Chiefs. Those are the two best games of the week. Sunday night football. Broncos going into Kansas City.
I want the Chiefs to win, but I think I picked the Broncos.
You know what? I'm going to pick the Chiefs. I'm going to put the Chiefs in a sort of an upset, only because when the Chiefs played the Broncos, it was like first week or second week, they almost won. I feel like they know how to play the Broncos, mm-hmm. and the Broncos to me look really shaky.
Well, that's such a big rivalry too.
It's such a huge rivalry. I'll be cheering for the Broncos.
Yeah.
But I do think the Chiefs, it's going to be like 30-27. The Broncos will win 45-5. And Sharon's game of the week, Dolphins going into New York City.
I'm against my better judgment because I'm loyal. I pick Miami.
Of course, I'm picking Miami.
But I think we actually have a shot. But you know, it's so funny. This is what people.
What do you mean
from
a shot at what?
Winning. Beating the Jets.
Well, of course you're going to beat the Jets.
I know.
Oh, all right.
But we're playing it. This is what people
get
from Miami
your hint
do.
Of sarcasm.
No. Here's what people from Miami do. They always go, This is what happens every Sunday. Ay, Dios mío, Miami's going to New York. You know, they don't play good in the cold. They don't play good in the cold. And that's what it is. It's like all day long I'm hearing, they don't play good in the cold. So if they lose when we're playing up north, it's like, I'm telling you right now, they can't play in the cold. We got to do something in the stadium, make it like so we can play in the cold. Like that, they blame everything on the cold. And I'm like, hi, everybody. They all went to colleges in cold weather states. Like, it's not the first time they've been in the fucking snow like us. Like, we're, island people. We don't, when it's 60 degrees, we put on our winter coat and we like, we can see our breath. Oh, it's freezing. That's Miami. But they think, oh, Miami, we can't play in the cold. So that's what's happening. And right now, those are all the conversations that are being said in Dade and Broward County.
That's hilarious.
Everybody's like, I don't know if they're going to win because it's cold.
It's cold.
We watched the weather report. It got a lot of snow in New York. So
who knows?
Yeah, who knows? But I think we're going to win.
That wraps up football, and it's a minute 50. Okay, we've got like a couple more stories together, together as a team and together in life. College basketball. So basketball now. We've started basketball season. Mm-hmm. College basketball, which I love better than pro basketball. And basketball, if you're a huge like NBA or college basketball player, we're going to be talking more and more about basketball. Courtney Cronin, who I think you know, she comes on and does a lot of NBA stuff. She's coming back. I've got some hot leads
Cronin.
On some female basketball players we're going to have on the show.
Are you serious?
Yep. Got some leads.
Wow.
Because we're going to get a producer in there, and a friend of mine's going to start producing the show. And she's going out to sports agents. I'm telling you, 2015, sports without balls is going to blow up.
Wow.
Or maybe remain the same. Here, let's do this.
Well, I might be able to get you some fighters. We'll talk about that after the show.
Yeah. I want them all. Mm-hmm. 2015, my bucket list, athletes, more athletes on the show.
Yeah.
College hoops started last week. I'm in a hotel room. Before I was in Jacksonville, Florida, I was in Ruskin, Florida, hanging out with Mary and Dick Foley, my parents, and they went to bed early. I flipped on didn't even know it was on because it was the first game of the season. UConn women basketball playing Stanford Cardinal singular. I never got that. And
it's very weird.
It's a tree. But anyway, women's basketball, it was a great game, and I'm a huge UConn fan. Found myself cheering for Stanford because it was in Stanford, and I love Tara Vandermeer. She's an amazing coach. And UConn wins every single year. They've won 47 games in a row. They lost in overtime. And listen, I'm always going to cheer for UConn, but good for the Stanford. Good for Stanford. I was really excited. And with that, also South Carolina, being coached by Dawn Staley, who's just an icon in women's basketball. I mean, she's like three-time Olympian, and she's just one of my all-time favorite players.
Does she have a mullet? Because if she doesn't have a mullet, she's not a very good coach.
She sort of has a shorter haircut.
Oh, okay.
But it's kind of like a fancier mullet. It's like a 2014. I've got some sweet, like a, you know, blazer suit, leisure athletic suit pant.
Okay,
on.
Yeah. I noticed that the really
pant
good...
Pantsuit is what I was trying to come up with.
Pantsuit.
You know, the lady coaches have those pantsuits.
Yeah, well, that's what I love about the NBA is the coaches dress up. They give a shit.
Yeah.
It's classy.
It is classy.
Yeah.
As opposed to some of the NFL coaches look like a dump.
They look like a dump. There's food on their shirt.
Yeah. My God. I saw this one NFL coach years ago. He took off his sweatshirt because it was getting hot mid-game and three hot dogs fell out.
I'm kidding.
Hey, okay, so college hoops. College hoops.
I looked at you like, oh, really? Oh.
It was Belichick. No, it was Rex Ryan. No, it was Rob Ryan. Okay, here, college hoops. All right, so women's basketball and men's basketball starting. I'm so excited because it is one of my favorite things to watch. We got pro ball starting. My Knicks already 4-11. We're on fire. But you know what makes me happy? Hmm. Asterisk, scroll down. The Lakers are 3-11. So that evens out my obsession with the Knicks.
Yeah.
Cavs. Let's talk about the Cavs.
I'm excited to see what happens.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm glad LeBron did the right thing.
LeBron did the right thing.
He did the right thing. I'm excited.
And he needs to improve his body language.
I'm going to tell you what. This is something I didn't do when he was playing for the Heat because it was impossible to get tickets.
Yeah.
I have to, as much as you hate the Lakers, as much as I hate the Lakers, watching Kobe Bryant play live is like watching a magic.
Oh, he's
not
amazing.
Even a real person.
No, he's amazing.
He's amazing.
He's amazing.
I want to see LeBron.
Yeah.
I've never seen LeBron, so I'm excited for him to come to L.A. I'm sure it's going to be impossible to get tickets to those games.
Yeah.
I got to find somebody who's got
season
tickets.
We need to go to Cleveland.
We're going to have to go to Cleveland because he's not going to come here.
You know what we're going to do? I perform in Cleveland. I've got contacts in Cleveland. You and I, we're going to do a show in Cleveland.
Perfect.
When the Cavaliers are playing.
And then how do we get tickets to the game, though?
Oh, we'll make it happen.
Okay.
I know someone that knows someone that knows someone.
Okay. Yeah, I really do.
I'm
like,
serious. I can
I
get
go
us
see
tickets.
Games just to see. That's why I went to go see the Broncos.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to see Peyton Manning. I'm like, that's a future Hall of Famer. I want to say I saw him play.
December 14th, Broncos are playing the Chargers, and I want to go down there and see him play.
That's the game that I saw.
So
oh, wait,
great.
You're going down to Qualcomm?
Yeah.
Is what they're playing? Oh, okay.
I want
to.
I got to go. I want to see
Qualcomm
Peyton.
Qualcomm is gross, but you got to go. You got to go see Peyton. It's amazing.
Also, I just want to go to every stadium. Yeah. Okay, so watch College Hoops, and we'll have more and more and more in that as the season progresses. Quick baseball shout out. Sandoval Panda, one of my favorite players, went to the Miami. He left the Giants. He went to the Red Sox. I almost said Redskins. He went to the Red Sox. Boston Red Sox, if you are a fan, your team is getting better and better, and my Yankees are getting worse and worse. So congratulations. Sandoval and Ramirez, Hanley Ramirez, a shortstop for the Dodgers, boom, in the Sox rotation. So we'll talk about more off-season trades as they happen. I really want David Robertson to re-sign with the Yankees. I'd like John Lester to go anywhere but the Red Sox, and all kinds of new stuff. All right, we're going to do two. We're going to end with two stories. Maybe they're both feel-good stories.
Right.
We'll do lady sports story.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I just have a question for you. As a New York Yankees fan,
yes.
Do you feel it's irresponsible of the ownership to not sign the best players when they spent all that money on that new stadium and are charging people through the yin-yang for tickets?
Oh, well, they've dropped almost $500 million. There's a cricket in the room. I'm kidding. That's my phone that I didn't turn off. Mm. They've spent so much money. Absolutely, like an enormous... Last year, we signed Brian McCann, Carlos Beltran... who's the pitcher we signed? Beltran. We spend close to $500 million.
Oh my God.
On four players. So I don't want them to spend anything. I want them to re-sign Headley and re-sign Robertson for decent contracts. And then everybody needs to step up. Okay. So women's boxing, as I say every week, go to ESPNW. It's such a great website. and I need to start. I wrote an article for them, and I need to start writing more when my life comes down. Which
I think I read that article. You sent that to everyone.
It was about Cleveland.
Yeah. It was good.
Thank you. It was my first time trying to write something, so that's kind of fun. That's the feel good story of the week that's coming up. I just want to do a quick shout out. I read this really cool article on ESPNW, and I always like to highlight at least as many female options as we possibly can. Clarissa Shields. She's 19. They did a great story on her on ESPNW, so check that out. She's this phenomenal boxer. She's 17 years old. I remember this. She won the gold medal in the London Olympics. 19 years old. She not only won the middleweight division of the AIBA World Championships in South Korea, she was named Outstanding Boxer of the Tournament. She was named 2014 Elite Women's Boxer of the Year for dominating the 19-40 age category. She's 52-1, and she is 19 years old.
That's unbelievable.
She's unbelievable. Clarissa Shields. And she just adopted her cousin's baby. It's unbelievable.
So she's
at 19. She's a great person.
Yeah.
And here, no, she has no sponsors. No sponsors. So someone out there, sponsor this woman. She's just so great. And I love highlighting like fierce female athletes. And this one is one to watch. So
wow.
Huge shout out to Clarissa Shields. It's on ESPNW.com right now. So go check that out because it's a really cool story. And she's so positive and she's fucking jacked and she's amazing.
Wow.
So I'm thankful for her on Thanksgiving. We have reached the feel good moment of the week.
I love this story.
It's a great story.
Yeah.
So please chime in as I'm describing the story. I was just doing some research and I like to read long articles about random players, but I always like to look for just a good story of like giving back or someone doing great things. And in a highlight of Thanksgiving, the Eagles are playing the Cowboys. It is a story about the Philadelphia Eagles, which are, you know, listen, I like Sanchez. The Eagles are warming up at me. They're warming me. They're warming. What is it?
I hate them. They're warming. You're warming up to them.
I'm warming up to the Eagles.
Something like that.
Connor Barwin is our feel good moment of the week. He is a defensive player for the Philadelphia Eagles. In a nutshell, it's a great story on ESPN.com. Go check it out because it's about 7 pages. But
worth every sentence of reading. Worth it.
Worth the time to read because there's a great backstory. But in a nutshell, he's from like inner city Detroit, or they moved at one point to inner city Detroit. He loves being in the city. He's a great player for the Philadelphia Eagles. He rides his bike. He bought like a brownstone in the middle of Philadelphia.
Yeah, in a Rittenhouse Square in Center City, which is fancy.
Beautiful.
Yeah, very beautiful. But it's 6 miles from the stadium where they practice.
Yeah.
Everybody else lives in Jersey. He's like, nope, I'm going to live in the city.
Yeah.
Rides his bike everywhere like a hipster.
Yeah.
Which is why he should be my husband.
Yeah. He rides his bike.
Because I do that
too.
Yeah.
He's engrossed himself in the culture in the city of Philly. And he rides by this like beaten down, just...
Dilapidated
park.
In South Philly is fucking dangerous.
It is tough. It is a tough neighborhood. And he bikes by that every single day. And he, in a nutshell, got this idea to restore this park because he's a huge basketball player. He played basketball in college. He was like a walk-on on his college team. And so it's all these, you know, it's like a little place for kids and it's got all these rundown basketball hoops and he's revitalizing. So he calls his dad, who's like a parks planner in Florida. He gets a hold of the mayor, the city councilman, and he runs these fundraisers. He's matching the funds. And they just raised something like $200,000.
Well, because he matched it. They raised
$85,000. Yeah, and he matched it.
Yeah. And he said, well, if you raise $40,000, I'll match it. They ended up raising $85,000. So he matched it.
Yeah. So he donated $85,000 of his own money to restore a park for kids
that are poor
and also parents.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For this community to get better and have a place for these kids to play. And it's so sweet and fantastic. It's an athlete that loves where he's playing, is part of the city, and wants to make that place better for other people.
I would do the same thing.
It's so great.
It's so great.
I want every NFL player and every MLB player and basketball player, men, women, whatever. I know men make a lot more than women. But men and women to look at this story and be like, hey, what's going on in my neighborhood? What's going on in my city? How can I help? I'm making it, these guys, they make that like per week. Mm-hmm. It's insane. I mean, as far as we're talking about Miami Marlins, Giancarlo Stanton or whatever the heck his name is, $300 million for a baseball contract 2 weeks ago. Yeah. $300 million.
That's crazy.
What is he going to do with that money?
Well,
you know what I mean? Hopefully it's something good.
If he's Dominican, they usually go back to the Dominican Republic and groom more people. They're very good about giving
hope.
Back.
Let's you know hope. What I mean? But this is a great Connor Barwin. I'm going to now look for him specifically in the game tomorrow.
Oh, I can't wait to cheer for him tomorrow. I cannot wait.
Just what a cool dude. This is so awesome. And
he's got a sweet mustache.
He's adorable. Number 98, Philly fans and everyone else, if you're watching the Eagles, give a nice cheer for Connor Barwin. He's our feel-good moment of the week.
Yay.
Congratulations, Connor Barwin, for being awesome.
For being great.
And I'm thankful for him, even though he's an Eagle. It doesn't matter. I'm thankful for him. He's a good man. And you are a good woman.
Oh, thank you. And you're a good woman, too.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I wish you the happiest of Thanksgivings tomorrow.
Thank you. I wish you a happy Thanksgiving as well.
I'm very excited to watch football and eat.
You know what? It's I'm more excited about day. Watching football than eating.
Yeah.
But you know me.
I'm going to pull my hair back and go deep in the gravy.
I'm taking a spin class at 7:15 a.m. tomorrow morning so that
you're going to be spinning. I'm going to be running and then we'll eat more.
Yeah, and then we can eat more. That's the whole point.
I'm going to text you throughout the day and be like, I'm eating so much. I just trotted 3 miles. You just biked on something that doesn't move for an hour.
Right.
Everyone out there, have a fantastic Thanksgiving. Sharon Houston is one of my favorite stand-up comics.
Thank you.
Look for her. And do a little plug.
Oh, yeah. You can follow me on Twitter at Sharon_Houston. I'm doing a bunch of storytelling shows this December. Not a lot of stand-up, but January. I have a big show coming up December 14th at Inside Jokes Comedy Club here in L.A. in Hollywood.
Fantastic.
At 8 p.m. And that'll be on my website, www.imsharonhouston.com. And some shows coming up in January as well. So come see a show.
Go
I'm
see
really
Sharon
great.
Houston. She's so funny. I can't even tell you. Will not be disappointed. She's fantastic. And an upcoming episode at some point.
Of Bar Rescue. I'm doing Recon.
This is so great.
I'm telling you, if I were dying, this would be my make-a-wish. Like, I'm losing my mind over this. I couldn't sleep for 2 nights after they texted me and said, hey, can you do an episode of Bar Rescue? I'm
this
like,
is so
yes,
great.
I can.
So look for, well, I'm going to start watching
Bar Rescue.
I don't
know when it's going to air. We shoot on the 3rd of December, and when it's going to air, but I will be promoting the shit out of it. So
fantastic.
If you follow me,
and
I will let you know.
Whoever follows me, I'll be promoting it, so we'll all be following.
It's going to be great.
Everybody, have a wonderful Thanksgiving. If you are in Portland, I will be there on December 6th at the Funhouse Lounge. If you live in Seattle, I will be at Columbia City Theater. Well, I think it's the same place on Sunday, December 7th. Check it out. ErinKFoley.com. Everybody, Sports Without Balls fans, have a wonderful, happy Thanksgiving and have the best week of your life.